Federation Square opened in October 2002. It was a lab architecture studio in association with Bates Smart Architects that designed it. And the funny thing about lab architecture studio is they've never done a project before. This was their first project. There are academics, an Australian guy, Peter Davidson, and Don Bates from London, won this gig on a competition. So Jeff Kennett announced in 1996 he was going to make Fed Square, and it was going to be a competition. So Lab Architecture Studio won it. Now I've done this fit out. The little structure at the end, the sage structure, looks like a honeycomb thing. I've done the pub and a lot of other studies. So this is very connected to me, Fed Square. It's become the home of many Melburnians psychologically as the place we gather. It used to be the city square up Swanson Street, and as soon as this was built, that was given up. The design originally costed $110 million, ended up costing $467 million, four times the cost, because the briefs just kept on expanding. So what was just an arts precinct turned into a home for ACME, for the Yarra Building, which is an Indigenous home for a lot of Indigenous events and a museum. And of course, Ian Potter Gallery, which is at the very end. We'll walk down that way in a moment. There's 470,000 of those sandstone blocks. So a quarry was opened just to get those sandstone blocks because they really, the colour resonated with the Indigenous artist that did that. So Paul Carter did the design for that. And it's a meandering landscape. You'll notice no flat surfaces, very difficult to build. It's called, if I get the pronunciation correct, Near MNU by Paul Carter. Underneath this whole deck is a labyrinth. So there's 1.2 kilometres of interlocking concrete walls that stand about 4 metres high. So it's this labyrinth. And what it does is on the Yarra side, it sucks in air from the Yarra, the cool air, or the warm air, depending on the season. It warms or cools this concrete labyrinth, and there's something like 160,000 square metres of this material, so the concrete warms up or cools down, and then it reverses the airflow and throws it into the atrium space at the end, and it comes up through the floor. So it's a natural heating and cooling system. Quite interesting.